At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Bastards of Boston episode. I'm calling it an episode because we're not talking anything about the Red Sox. We're just going to answer some goofy questions, submitted to us. It's basically that time of the year, everyone. I mean, we do need to address some issues, but they're not happening. And, you know, this is the time of year where you kind of have to get a little creative with the content. But we are, I think, just what, less than 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers. And truck day, I think, is sometime either this week or next week. So we are getting there. Our roster resembles a block of Swiss cheese with all the holes we have in it, but that'll be getting addressed to some varying degree probably in the coming days. I'm not expecting anything major at this point. But with me tonight, Charlie Smith, Micah Storms. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm doing well. I would love to have some exciting news to talk about, but it's crickets. And I, you said we might have varying moves coming up. I honestly have no idea. I could see there being no moves. And the roster, the Swiss cheese roster that you speak of, is the Swiss cheese roster that they go into spring training with. So I guess when I watch the Sox, instead of, you know, eating my favorite candy or something, I'll just have a block of Swiss cheese with me or something like that.
Yeah. Garrett Cooper and Jacob Junis are the names we're hearing. So, but Charlie, how are you?
You know, you can hear the crickets in the background, and that's kind of my feeling on the Boston Red Sox. You know, I feel like this has been the only podcast that has stayed true to reality without the assistance, you know, of, you know, false expectations appearing completely real here. I mean, this is to say like a block of Swiss cheese with all the holes in it, that it might actually be a compliment. You know, this is going to be a really, really interesting year. I just bought a 1.75 milliliter liter bottle of Fireball, and it is still unopened. I am going to take a shot every single time we win. And by the end of, actually, maybe I should take a shot every time we lose, because, you know, halfway through the season, I'll need to get another bottle.
You would be an alcoholic by then, Charlie.
Halfway, yeah, I was right. Thinking through April, you'll need a new bottle.
You're probably right. We, you know, my fiance's family, they do this big Christmas drink involving Fireball. And I thought, oh, I'm going to start doing that regularly when the Red Sox play, because it's going to be probably unbearable by the fourth inning. But anywho, things are good, you know? I was so excited that Mike was popping on. I was like, I haven't talked to him in forever. Let's just see what happens.
Let's just see what happens. So question number one, coming out of the gates hot, have you ever talked your way out of a speeding ticket? Let's start with Micah, actually.
I have. So I've only been pulled over one time, probably when I was 22. I was driving in an area that I was familiar with, but I took a turn and I was down a road I had never been. I had been all around the area, just not down this road. And I was like, crap, how do I get back? And it was a very windy road. And I had no idea what the speed limit was. And sure enough, I go down this hill. I'm about 16 miles per hour over the speed limit. And I get stopped. And he asked me, do you know how fast you were going? I said, yeah, I sure do. I said I was going about 50 miles an hour. And he's like, well, do you know what the speed limit was? And I said, I have no clue. I've never been on this road. I'm just trying to find my way back to the highway. And the guy was super nice. He actually, I followed him and he said, just if you're ever on this road again, don't go above 35. So he was super nice. I guess my kind words got me out of the speeding ticket, but I truly had no idea what the speed limit was on that road. Complete honesty. I would have taken the ticket because you know what? I was going over, but shouts to that police officer that I have no idea who his name was.
You've only been pulled over one time.
I'm in shock.
One time. Yeah. I'm a strategic driver. So when I probably shouldn't tell people this, but like when I'm going somewhere, I will pull up Waze because sometimes Waze, the people will mark where police officers sit. So like, even if I know where I'm going, I will kind of track where, you know, where the officers are at least last spotted. And then based on, I mean, I really only drive in areas that I know in Pennsylvania. So I know where the majority of police officers sit. So I'm not going to, you know, go crazy.
Wow.
If you keep up with traffic, there really isn't a problem. Just don't lead the traffic. That's always been my philosophy.
Yeah, Micah, if we all go 80, they can't catch us all, right?
I
feel like that's, you know, the mindset here.
Yeah. So, as long as you're not leading the pack driving 80, you should be good.
I mean, honest to God, I was expecting you to say something along the lines of, you know, the trick is I don't drive every day. I just drive like once a week. And that's how I only get pulled over once. I've been pulled over twice within 24 hours. Twice within 24 hours. I got pulled over. Terry, do you want to go first or you want me to go?
No, you go.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I'm glad you guys are both sitting. I got two great stories for you. So the first one is, it's actually the same car that I got pulled over and I got out of both tickets. So I got pulled over in Nebraska and I got a warning and I was going 70 and a 55. I was actually going 72 and a 55 because I had cruise control for 17 over and I got pulled over. The cop was probably like 24, 23, asked me, you know, like, where are you headed? I'm going to California. In this, I go, clearly, because I'm in it and I'm here. So yes. And he goes, you know how fast you're going? Yeah, I was going 72. Do you know what the speed limit is? I have no idea. I'm assuming it's 70 because there's nothing here. And he laughed and he said, actually, you're wrong. And I said, there is something here. And he goes, no, the speed limit's 55. And I said, oh, crap. I was going 72. And he goes, you were going 72. I said, yeah, I've been going 72 for the last 8 hours, stopping to get gas. Ended up getting a warning, sent me on my way. I've left Nebraska. I'm going through Colorado. Colorado has a pretty well-known, I think it's called the Hoover Tunnel. And it's great. You know, Colorado for the most part is really, really pretty. The Rockies are great. Some of the people there, not so much. But this cop that pulled me over, state trooper, pulls me over. I was going into the tunnel going 52, about 12 over the limit. And then when you come out of the tunnel, the speed limit is no longer 40, it's 25. So it's an automatic speed trap. And that's how they get out of staters because they don't know about the speed trap. So I'm going 52 now in a 25. And I saw the cop, immediately got me, clocked me. I pull over immediately, no fight, no argument. I have, you know, the flashers on and I hear, keep going. So I keep driving and then I pull over at the stop. He goes, off the highway. So I pull off the highway and I put my hand up and I said, like, you know, Mark, keep going or should I stay, like, stop or keep going? And he said, hold. So I held, I turned the car off. I put the flashers on. I turned the lights on in the car and I had my hands on the wheel. And he goes, do you have any idea why I pulled you over? And I said, I do not. And he goes, you were speeding. And I said, I was. The speed limit was 40. And he goes, the speed limit is 25. I said, I promise you the speed limit was 40 because I got pulled over in Nebraska. And he goes, when? I go, literally about 8 p.m. at night. And he goes, have you been driving this whole time? I go, I have been. And he goes, where are you going? I said, California. And he said, in this? And I said, yes, in this. That's the second time I've been asked that. Why? And he goes, you're coming from Rhode Island? In this? And I go, yeah, I drive my cars across the country because I don't want to ship it. And it's like my way of doing business in Massachusetts. He goes, interesting. Are you a car guy? And they go, "Why, yes, I am. Are you?" And we proceed to talk for the next 30 minutes about not only my car, but his project car. And then because I told him I got a warning, he said, I'm going to let you off, but I do need to get your license, your registration, and proof of insurance. And I go, "Absolutely. Here you go. Car is brand new. I just got it 3 days ago. Here's my license. I can't find my insurance, but I definitely have it. You're welcome to run the plates. You have my license." And he goes, "Well, I'm not going to worry about it because you can't get a car like this without insurance. I'm going to let you go. You have a great day." And I go, "Awesome." Shook his hand and off I went. Done. So that's the first one. The second one I got was in the same exact car, which is coincidentally the same car that I totaled by accident. Obviously, no one does that on purpose. I was driving in California on Hollywood Boulevard, meeting my ex-girlfriend for breakfast at the time. This is 10 years ago. And I got pulled over by a motorcycle cop. And he clocked me going 52, 53 in a 30. So I was going 20 over the speed limit because I was late to breakfast. And I thought, "Oh, wow, this is crazy. Whatever. Why did I get pulled over?" And he said, "You were speeding." I go, "Interesting. I was actually going with the flow of traffic. Are you sure that I was speeding?" And he said, "Yes, you were going 50 miles an hour." And he proceeds to show me his gun. And I go, "That's great. Now is my car?" "Yeah, you can prove it." "What do you mean?" I go, "Has it been calibrated?" "Excuse me?" I go, "Has that gun been calibrated that you used to potentially get my car? Yes or no?" And he said, "Yeah, it was calibrated." "When was it calibrated?" "Yesterday." "Can you show proof of that?" "Excuse me? Can you show proof that the gun was calibrated yesterday?" And we continued on going back and forth. He proceeded to give me a $175 ticket, which is not even the most expensive speeding ticket I've ever had. The most expensive speeding ticket I ever had, which I showed Terrence, was $495 going 103 and a 50. So I got speeding, excessive speeding, reckless driving, and failure to acknowledge like a police officer or something like that. So I ended up getting hosed on that one. And that was on Christmas Eve in 2020. So screw that cop. Anywho, this guy ends up writing me the ticket for $175. And I'm like, "Oh, this is great. Awesome." He goes, "I need you to sign here." And I said, "Great. Where's my copy?" And he goes, "For what?" I said, "Well, I plan on fighting this." And he goes, "For what? You were speeding." I said, "How many people actually fight and win these?" "About 5%. I said, "Thank you." He said, "For what?" I said, "I'll see your ass in court." "Thank you." Ended up writing a 2-page document because in the state of California, you can write a declaration of innocence. And I ended up writing the written declaration stating my innocence. And I used geometry and physics to disprove that I was going so fast based on where I was clocked and where I got pulled over, and ended up getting out of the ticket. I ended up getting the letter that I wrote, the 2-page document with "great work" in red, and the ticket was expunged. I got my money back. The weird thing in California, though, is when you have a speeding ticket, you have to pay it. So you're already kind of admitting guilt, and it's up to you to prove your innocence. So one written, one verbal. I've been pulled over 50 times in my life. I've been pulled over once. Actually, since that speeding ticket, 0 times, because that was a bad one.
So
no one has beat that. No one has ever beat that.
I can't beat the 103. I can come somewhat close, but
it's bad.
But I've probably been pulled over in the 22 years I've been driving. I'd say probably 25 to 30 times. Only 3 times though did I get a ticket, and 2 of them were I guess they were spaced out. But I did kind of get out of one. This was in 2006. It was the first week of school. They were doing speed traps in a school zone just to try to, you know, get people to go slow now that it's back in session. And they were doing a 15 mile an hour grace rule in Maine. The school zones are 15 miles an hour, painfully slow, painfully slow. And I was doing 32, so I exceeded the 15-mile-an-hour grace rule. They gave me a ticket. My court date was set for – when was it set? It was set for December 21st, which is terrible because, you know, you're doing Christmas shopping and all that. So I contested it, but I went to court only to just simply get the fine date pushed back. Just give me more time to pay it beyond Christmas, basically. And while I was there trying to do that, I ran into a guy that I was a corrections officer with, And he had since left the jail, became a Portland police officer. And he comes up to me, he goes, what are you here for? I'm like, oh, just a speeding ticket. I was just going to try to get the fine pushed back. He goes, well, which officer wrote it? And I was like, that bald guy over there. And so basically he talked to him. I got out of it, got out of it altogether. But yeah, I actually did get pulled over just a couple weeks ago doing Uber with my two riders, in the car. And it's technically my fault, but the Uber app said it usually tells you the speed limit, and it said that the speed limit was 35 and it was actually 25 despite what the app said. So I was doing 38 and a 25, and the deputy that pulled me over just let me go. So, you know, it is what it is. But my worst ticket ever, though, it was in Massachusetts. And I was headed to a cribbage tournament, and I was the driver, and it was my friend's car, and I'm basically the designated sleeper. They stay up all night playing poker. I go to bed so somebody's safe to drive. And he's got an Altima. My regular vehicle is a Jeep Wrangler, much different. You don't want to go much more than 70 in that thing. And so in the Altima, it was like 6:30 a.m. In Massachusetts on 495, and I was all by myself out there, basically. It was so early in the morning, and I had just closed in on a vehicle at a high rate of speed, and I had to get on the brakes hard. I was riding the middle lane, and I looked over at my friend. I'm like, wow, I was just going way too fast. Then I looked up in the mirror, and there was a state trooper on me. So I pulled over. Without looking, I would have guessed I was doing probably 80, 82 in a 65. Like, so not like bad. I didn't think it was bad. He comes up to the window and starts yelling at me. It's the only time I've ever been screamed at during a traffic stop. And he goes, it took me a mile to catch up to you and blah, blah, blah. He goes, how fast do you think you were going? And I was like, oh, probably, I don't know, 82, 83. He goes, you were doing 92 miles an hour. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And while I was getting pulled over, before both of us had come to a stop, my friend in the passenger seat and my friend right behind me, they were like quickly trying to get their seatbelts on. And the cop saw that. So he peeps his head in the window and he goes, and did everybody get their seatbelts on? And I was like, oh, no, because I'm going to get the tickets for those. The driver's responsible in Massachusetts for making sure that the passengers are seatbelted. So he goes back to his vehicle and he's in there forever. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm getting hosed. Well, I didn't know this in Massachusetts. The police officer sets your fine based on a minimum or a maximum. So he comes up to the door, he's got my ticket, and he explained that he was going to give me the state minimum for the fine, which was only $105, and then he gave me warnings for the two seatbelts. So it could have been way worse. I could have been like $500, $600, $700 like in the hole there. But yeah, that was the last ticket I got. That was probably 2016 or so. Yeah. So
I paid $500 and then court fees. So I paid another $25. There was no getting out of that one. You don't get out of excessive speeding because that's more than double the speed limit. I remember my boss came up to me, goes, Charlie, I want to know like what kind of food you like and what kind of candy. Why? Because we're going to send you like a package when you're in jail. And I go, well, dude, the fact that I had speeding, excessive speeding, reckless driving, and then failure to stop, whatever, the fact that they didn't cut my license and arrest me already was a huge break. The fact that I got that and not the ticket, I was totally like, I was okay with it. It sucks. Like $500 for a speeding ticket blows. Truth be told, like my car, it was a turboed car. So I didn't think about it. I looked down. I was like, fudge, man, was I really going that fast? I guess it's possible. I wasn't looking at it. I was listening to like amped up music. I wasn't paying attention. But I was like, Christmas Eve, dude, really at 7 o'clock in the morning, you're gonna try to bang me for that for 102? No, but nobody was on the road. That's why I was just like, no harm, no foul. I wasn't doing anything, but you know, teach me a lesson. I've never sped since.
I don't think you get the right to say like, Are you really going to pull me over when you're going 102? It's not, isn't it in Utah where like there's like no speeding, speed limit on some of the
roads?
They do.
Yeah, they have a speed limit. Yeah. Well, their speed limit is 75 or 70.
I thought there were some roads where there were not speed limits.
That's called the Autobahn, and that's not in the United States.
I swear Utah has roads that have no speed limits. I swear.
So I can tell you from experience, I've done the cross country thing 9 times, I think. I just did it a couple weeks ago. I spoke to Terry multiple times on the road. Every state south of Utah, Colorado, so if you go across looking either the 40 or the 44, one of those, there are speed limits on all major highways. If they're not major highways or access roads, there might not be, but what the hell are you doing on those if you can use the highway? It makes no sense. I'll tell you, at 1 o'clock in the morning when I was driving on the highway and I saw access roads and not being able to see them, like cars driving the wrong direction, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be an accident. What are these morons doing? What is happening right now? But I'll say this much. Highways have 100% posted speed limit signs.
My only advice for people, I mean, I have a really good record of getting out of tickets, like, or not, or just getting warnings rather. Just be calm. And when the police officer comes up, just admit what you were doing. And, you know, most of the time they'll, you know, be lenient with you. Well, all right, here's an easy one. We won't spend hardly any time on this one. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no, Micah?
It's a hard no for me. I don't understand where it started, but why it started, but I just do not like it. I like pineapple a lot, actually, but not on a pizza. No, there's so many other toppings you can choose. Pineapple should not be one.
Charlie?
I've had pineapple on my pizza. Sure, no problem. I don't mind it. I call it Hawaiian, the pineapple and pepperoni. I would do that. Absolutely. I do it. Judge me. I don't care. There are other, you know, other flavors and things like that. Sure. But if you're digging pineapple and pep, go for it. Do it. I'm down. T?
My favorite two toppings are bacon and pineapple. I don't know.
And for the record, you are an American, right? So it's okay.
I guess.
I consider you an American guy. So I'm going to say it's okay.
Okay. Yeah. I was born in the United States. Third generation American. All right. That was a fast one, wasn't it?
That was great.
Next question. Favorite all-time TV series, Micah?
Oh, wow. You threw me a hard one there. I really, I like comedies. So Seinfeld to me is just, it's a go-to for me. It's timeless. I can watch those episodes now and I feel like they apply a lot of the topics. Jerry and Kramer and George, the dynamic they have there with Elaine, so funny. I just love flipping random episodes on at any time and I'll get a good laugh, even though I've seen it for 50 times. So I'm going to go Seinfeld as my number one.
For me, it's House. I absolutely love the character of Gregory House. I, in fact, feel like I've taken a little bit of that like mindset and use that in everyday life, because now nobody, like my past jobs, no one, I wouldn't ever waste my time in an argument. I wouldn't start one, but I would sure as hell finish one. And I live by the mentality that I'm never going to insult you or go out of my way to insult you. But if I make you feel bad, it's your fault for feeling that way. And truth be told, like I just don't care anymore. And that it is what it is. So House was great. I thought his character was amazing. And truth be told, if we all had a little bit of House in us, the world would be a better place. Terry.
I guess I'm kind of the dorky guy on the crew in a way. I like documentary-based stuff, like reality-type stuff. And not like some reality stuff is fake, so... My favorite show in the last several years is called The First 48. And if you remember back to last winter, I actually had a detective from that show on here. And he's actually a lieutenant with the Tulsa Police Department. And he's not super active, but you see him in the background a lot. And he had a Red Sox lanyard around his neck. And I'm like, I got to find out who this guy is and try to get him on. And I did some research and I get his name and I was looking for some social media and I couldn't find it. And so finally, I just emailed the homicide division and it's Lieutenant Brandon Watkins. And as I emailed, I'm like, I'm really sorry to even be emailing you guys. What you do is way more important than what I'm trying to do here. But if there's any way Lieutenant Watkins can you know, email me back, we'd love to have him on our podcast. And so he, within 30 minutes, he replied. And what that show is they, camera crews follow detective divisions in various police departments. Tulsa, Oklahoma is a common one. Mobile, Alabama, their homicide division. And you actually see the interrogations and, you know, the major developments of the crime as they go. And I just really enjoy it. And I like the psychology between the detectives and the suspects and the mental chess match they have as they're trying to get the confession. I don't know why that fascinates me, but it does. And it's on A&E and twice a week there's like marathons of it, so I'll binge on it every now and then. Micah?
My fiance loves that show, and she doesn't watch a ton of TV, but when she does, it's usually shows like that. And it's like, for me, that's not my cup of tea. When I watch TV for fun, like, I don't want to watch things that are kind of depressing and hard to watch and everything. And I'm just like, our TV interest clash majorly, and that is one of them that I end up watching. And I will say, like, it's interesting, but at the same time, I just don't want to see people commit violent crimes. Just, that's not for me.
So I just realized something. All five hosts are either married or in serious committed relationships now for the first time. I just realized that now, because Mike, I didn't know you were married or fiancé. I didn't know this.
Yeah, so, I'm getting married in June.
Congratulations. I did not know this. Is your fiance also a teacher too?
She is a school social worker. So she's in a school, but
okay. Well, then that actually
resources.
Right, right. That's a different ball game altogether. That's a different monster. Sure.
One of the things about that show is they like do the opening, you know, of whatever the case is. They're like, shots rang out and EMTs arrived and they transport him to the hospital, but he dies. And it's always like that. It's always, but he dies. And I'll say that out loud as my girlfriend's watching, because it's predictable. It wouldn't be the show. You know, of course they're going to die. But yeah, I will say the one show, I think I've said this before, it's similar. In the late 80s, early 90s, Unsolved Mysteries, with Robert Stack narrating it. He's got the creepiest voice of all time. That dude ruined my childhood.
Such a good show, T. Oh my God. They redid it. There's a new Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix.
Yeah.
There's three seasons.
There's one with Dennis Farina, but I think he died during it, unfortunately. So I don't know if there's a third host now, but it's just not the same. But that's when I realized there were really bad guys, you know, in the world. And yeah. So anyway, let's keep going. What is your favorite sport other than baseball, Micah?
I love college basketball. That is definitely number one. I love the college environment of the home courts, although I hate court storming. That's like a big topic in on ESPN, but I absolutely hate when the student bodies storm the court. But I love just the grittiness of the game, because it's not near, they're not nearly as skilled or talented as the NBA, but they just play an incredible, the effort is amazing. Now, I do think the game has kind of taken a step back with all the transfers and everything, because now players can leave and they don't have to worry about sitting out with NIL and everything. So I don't feel like I know the players as well, because the rosters just, they change rapidly every year. So I don't like that, but I love college hoops, love March Madness. And I feel like it pairs really nice with baseball, because baseball starts in end of March and goes to October. And then college basketball starts up in November, goes to, you know, right in the beginning of April. So I feel like it's like a perfect full cycle with baseball there.
Charlie.
So mine's kind of loaded. It's a two-parter. So every 4 years, we get the World Cup in soccer or football, depending on what country you're from. And that's my favorite month of the four-year window. Don't bother me. Don't talk to me, because I probably won't respond. It'll probably be like a one or response. So every June, July, that like 30-day window every 4 years, except for 2020, because we had to have it in December because of Qatari weather. I find that time of year to be awesome. But overall, I think Formula One for me would be my second favorite sport. I watched that in the 90s. I'm half Brazilian. So being half Brazilian, we had arguably one of the best Formula One race car drivers in Ayrton Senna growing up. And he passed away the same year that Brazil won the World Cup in 1994. And I had been watching it pretty steadily throughout the 90s, but I got sick and tired of seeing Michael Schumacher win like everything all the time. It kind of got a little boring. It's kind of like now there's a new guy for Red Bull that wins everything, but I mean, you still have to put the pedal to the metal and do all that. But for me, Formula One, you know, that's it.
This won't be a shock to our longtime listeners. Big NASCAR guy, you know, it was my first sport, and I kind of hate the way the playoff format is. I do miss the good old days, but I still enjoy it. Baseball's obviously taken over, and it's my number one. My first ever sports idol was Davey Allison. He died tragically in a helicopter accident at 32 years old. So that happened about a year and a half after he won the Daytona 500, and so that's the other sport that's going to be starting here in a couple weeks, so that'll distract me a little bit during spring training. We'll do a couple more before we wrap. Favorite type of music, Micah?
That one's tough. I really am all over the place, because I could go hip hop with Eminem and Jay-Z. I could listen to Bob Marley, Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra. Like, I really am all over the place. It is really depends on my mood. But I am kind of a hip hop fan. My dad was a old school hip hop fan. And then my brother liked a lot of the newer stuff. And I hung out with my brother. He's 5 years older. So when I was always around him, he was listening to hip hop, and I've kind of fallen into that, but I don't really like a lot of the new hip hop. It's kind of lost me. So I'm kind of like stuck in like the mid 2000s hip hop, where, you know, Jay-Z was still really big, and Kanye was not crazy Kanye. And you had early Drake, but I don't like new Drake. So I like hip hop, but my fiance likes country music. So I've listen to more country than I ever did before, and I can listen to it. It's not my favorite, but I really am all over the place. It really depends on the mood I'm in. But I would say number one, hip hop for sure.
Charlie.
Favorite band of all time is Blink 182, but to buck that trend, I love electronic dance, techno, that kind of music, which is so different than most, but I do like a lot of music. There are some country singers that a lot of people haven't heard, but then they'll hear like one or two songs and they're like, oh wow, that's a pretty sick song. Or you think about it like, oh, this might be a song I want to play at my wedding, or this is something I could get down with if it's on the radio, like all good. But for me, like, I love techno, like rave music. It's people look at me and they're like, really? But I mean, for me, like I was always that kid, you know, 20 years old, 21, and I didn't do any of the crazy stuff. I didn't get wasted before going to a club. I'd actually be like one of the sober ones and I'd have so much fun because I'd come home, be totally good the next day, and everyone else was, you know, cracked out of their mind or still really messed up, drunk from the night before. And I was, you know, like, cool, let's do it again tonight. And that was my thing. So techno music, if you're looking for some interesting tunes, I can give you some jams.
That explains a lot as to why you were driving 103 miles per hour. The beat was probably building up on like Sandstorm or something, and you were just hitting the pedal.
I'll text you the song actually if you want to hear it, because if you're I don't recommend listening to it while
not
you're
while
driving,
I'm
because,
driving. No,
yeah, yeah, don't yeah, yeah, don't do that. I'll send it to you so you'll have it.
So my dad happened to be a drummer in a 70s, 80s rock cover band. And so they did a lot of Bob Seger, Leonard Skinner, Fleetwood Mac, John Mellencamp, and so many other bands that they covered. So that was kind of why my childhood was so fun. If they didn't have a gig, we lived way out in the woods, so they could jam in our basement. And, you know, and then other people would just show up to watch. It would be a big party type atmosphere. They would bring their kids. So it was always fun for us. I kind of grew up in a semi hippie family, but my brothers and I grew up on that and we all branched out in opposite directions. So one of them, you know, was into punk rock alternative, kind of along the Green Day, Blink 182. Type avenue. That's my middle brother. My youngest brother likes gangster rap, and I do not really like rap. The one album though that I did kind of like was I think it's about 20 years old now, Nelly's Country Grammar album. I just really enjoyed, but other than that, I went country. That's what I love. And some of the newer, you know, people, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Florida Georgia Line. There's still some semi-traditional country singers, but there's a rock component to a lot of them as well. Eric Church, Jason Aldean, all of them. And so that's kind of what I like to listen to at this point. And the final question, now that the AFC-NFC championships have wrapped, who's going to win the Super Bowl, or who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl? Micah.
Who's going to win? I'm going to go with the Chiefs because I think Patrick Mahomes is like the ultimate competitor. They've been doubting him all playoffs, and he's only continues to win. I believe they said it was his fifth AFC title game in 6 years. So, I mean, that guy just – all he knows is winning. And I think the coach, Andy Reid, he's got the more experience. He's won two titles. So, give me the Chiefs. And I know fans hate Mahomes, but from someone who played sports all my life, the competitiveness of him and Kelsey, I have to admire it.
Yeah, it's Chiefs for me too. This is the fourth trip for them in 5 years. They're 2-1 in that span. The one Super Bowl they lost was to Tom Brady, and that was back in 2021. That was the second in a row. They didn't play a couple of years ago. That was when the Rams won, and then they smoked the Eagles. So I just can't go against it. You took away Tyreek Hill, and you're going back to the show. I mean, if that doesn't tell you just how elite of a quarterback he is, I don't know what will. And if you guys haven't seen it yet, watch the amazing circus catch that Travis Kelce made when Patrick Mahomes was running around like his hair was on fire, about to get jumped by six dudes, and managed to make this like ridiculous toss. And somehow Travis Kelce came up with it, and it was what it was. I just think, you know, Baltimore had no business against Kansas City. I didn't think they stood a chance. And if you can shut down Christian McCaffrey, the 49ers don't have a chance.
Well, it's going to be a clean sweep then. Pat Mahomes is actually my favorite player in the NFL. I just, like Micah says, I really enjoy watching him, and it's fun to watch him move around the pocket and then escape it. And it's almost like you think he's going to get sacked, and then it ends up being a play with positive yardage. And he's just amazing. And Travis Kelce, I mean, he didn't seem to have a great season, but really turned it on when the playoffs got here. And so, yeah. So I am rooting for the Chiefs. I will say I'm so over the whole Taylor Swift thing. It's been kind of a circus thing with her, and I can't wait till that goes away. And I'm not, yeah, I won't even get into that. I was going to talk about some of Kelce's endorsements, but never
did
mind.
You see, though, I saw Barstool, and I'll take it for whatever you want, but they tweeted out an article that they somehow the NFL believes that they made like an extra $333 million based on the fact that Taylor Swift has been involved with NFL games. Like, there's no doubt that the following is real, and I mean, she's brought way more eyes to the NFL than there would have been. But I saw a funny t-shirt. It's the Kansas City Swifties Chiefs. So,
well, let's just set them all up with pop stars then. Let's get someone hooked up with J-Lo. And well, she's married to Affleck, so that wouldn't happen. But yeah.
Again, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they'll get divorced again, you know. It's just a matter of whether you're going to bet the over or under.
So, how do you think, who is the best man at that second wedding? And how do you think he started that conversation? Do you think Ben Affleck had the same best man twice? Do you think it was one of those like, hey, it's great to see all you again, some familiar faces, and to all you new folks that made the cut, congratulations. Like, do you think it was funny?
I don't know.
I love Ben Affleck.
I mean, maybe he'll use Matt Damon or something.
So epic.
See, I think every wedding should have the worst man too. That's the speech I want to hear at the reception or whatever. But yeah, I hate weddings. Please don't invite me to any weddings. It's just like I'm in prison for the weekend. And
I love weddings, Terry. I love weddings.
Oh, no. It's just too
formal. Two of us are getting married this year, you BOMO. What are you talking about, dude? I can't wait till you get married, Terry. Can't wait.
How long have you been with your fiance, Micah?
We are going on 5 years.
Okay. So I've been with my girlfriend for 8 years, and we're still not engaged. So I have one of the longest relationships. In fact, I don't think Jason's been with – he just got married a couple months ago, I think. And
Yeah, he got married over the wasn't it like, I think it's 3 months ago?
Like October?
Something like that.
I think it was like, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know how long Cody's been with his wife. It's probably been a while. I might have the longest relationship here, and I'm not even married or engaged, you know? So kind of goofy. I don't play by rules in life though. I always do it my way. That's just how I am.
There you go.
Yeah.
You zig when everyone zags. I like that.
I'm an against.
Everyone goes left. You're like, I want to go right.
Yeah. I don't cooperate with the social, you know.
Norms. Everyone drives the speed limit and I don't. I'm starting. Yeah.
Hey, we all think the Red Sox are going to be bad this year. Terry, what do you think? Can't be the same.
I think.
Come on, where's your zag? Zig or zag?
I think they're going to be extremely bad.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an interesting.
That's my zag.
That's so sad.
Yeah, and especially they're starting on the West Coast. At least two of them are trash teams, but the Angels always start out good, and so yeah.
I know. You know who knows that team? You know who knows that more than anyone else? This guy. Do you know who's picked the Angels to win their division 3 years in a row? This idiot. I won't be doing it this year, guys. I won't. No. No one's idiot 4 times in a row. Three times is enough of an idiot.
We try to talk him out of it. You know, you haven't done it with us yet, Micah, but like a few days before opening day, we give our season-wide predictions and stuff. It's probably the longest show of the year, but
that's our favorite. I think a couple of the hosts, that's our favorite show.
I enjoy that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun one. The one that my other favorite show is the recap, because that's when we see how bad we were or how on point we were. Like everyone, I got destroyed for picking the win total that I did this year. And I was like, you idiot, 78? What kind of fake fan are you? And I was like, we haven't played a game yet. I'm already accounting for injuries. I'm accounting for the fact that this team is not going to do great. And we're probably going to lose pieces at some point during the season. Guess how many wins we had?
78.
I don't know. I forgot about 2023. It's out of my memory. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me that I was right and they were wrong. It hasn't happened yet, but I'll be waiting for that moment. I'll be calling them out soon. Don't worry.
I had 74 wins, so they played above their heads a little bit based on my pick. But
yeah, they stuck the metaphorical middle finger to you, Terry. We're like, we have to get at least 75.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I remember when they got 74.
I would put the over under right now at 75.5. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where I'm at.
FanGraphs
just got interesting.
FanGraphs said 82 wins.
I don't
absolutely
see that.
Not. What kind of beer are they drinking?
Let me just Google it real quick. Red Sox.
I don't wins. In the AL East. I don't see it.
Let's see. Red Sox projected wins. Oh no, that's just a. Never mind. That's a conversation for another show. So we will be back maybe this week. I don't know if Breslow gets his wish and we get Jacob Junis or some type of trash signing. We might come back to cover it. But until then, everyone have a great start to your work week. Take care.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.